You're listening to SBS News.
The man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk, 22-year-old Tyler James Robinson, has now formally been charged with aggravated murder. Appearing by video link from jail, Robinson heard Judge Tony Graff outline the most serious of the charges.
For count one, aggravated murder, a capital felony in violation of Utah Code annotated 76-5-202, in that on September 10th, 2025, in Utah County, the defendant, Tyler James Robinson, intentionally or knowingly caused the death of Charlie Kirk under the following circumstances. The defendant knowingly created a great risk of death to another individual other than Charlie Kirk and the defendant. Notice conviction of this offense may carry the death penalty or pursuant to Utah Code 76-3-207.7.
Prosecutors have already signaled they will seek capital punishment if Robinson is convicted. Utah County Attorney Jeffrey Gray has also since provided the first detailed account of what is alleged to have happened on the 10th of September. He has described how surveillance footage captured Robinson running from the rooftop from where he allegedly fired upon Mr. Kirk.
Immediately after the shot was fired, a camera captures the suspect running across the roof carrying an item whose shape is consistent with a rifle. Law enforcement officers followed the suspect's escape path to the northeast end of campus, where they believe the suspect left campus and entered a wooded area. In that wooded area, investigators found a bolt-action rifle wrapped in a towel. The rifle contained one spent round and three unspent rounds.
Prosecutors say Robinson left a paper note for his roommate stating that he was going to take the opportunity to kill Mr. Kirk.
After reading the note, the roommate responded, "What? You're joking, right? Robinson, I am still okay, my love, but am stuck in Orem for a little while longer yet. Shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age. I am sorry to involve you." Roommate, "You weren't the one who did it, right?" Robinson, I am. I'm sorry.
Text messages released by investigators show him later allegedly admitting to the crime and explaining that he was struggling with what he called Mr. Kirk's hatred. But Robinson did not vanish as expected following the shooting. In fact, he was texting about trying to recover the rifle he had hidden near where he shot Mr. Kirk, telling his roommate that a police car was parked close to where the rifle was. As for Robinson's parents, when they saw the photo released by law enforcement of Mr. Kirk's shooter, prosecutors say they had a sinking feeling.
Robinson's mother stated that the following to police. On September 11, 2025, the day after the shooting, Robinson's mother saw the photo of the shooter in the news and thought the shooter looked like her son. Robinson's mother called her son and asked him where he was. He said he was at home sick and that he had also been at home homesick on September 10th. Robinson's mother expressed concern to her husband that the suspect shooter looked like Robinson. Robinson's father agreed.
That digital trail of messages between Robinson and his lover, combined with his parents' concerns, ultimately led to his arrest. Authorities have also brought a separate charge of witness tampering, saying Robinson tried to persuade his roommate, who's reported by local outlets to be a transgender partner, to stay quiet and delete messages. Mr. Kirk was coincidentally shot as he was answering a question about gun violence committed by transgender individuals. The roommate has since cooperated fully with police. Charlie Kirk was a divisive figure. In 2012, at the age of 18, he co-founded Turning Point USA and became a prominent ally of Donald Trump. His supporters credit him with mobilizing conservative youth, while his critics accuse him of racist, anti-immigrant, and anti-LGBTIQ plus rhetoric. The case has spilled into Washington politics. At a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, FBI Director Kash Patel faced tough questioning about his agency's handling of the early stages of the investigation. Initially, two people were identified as suspects, but they were later cleared. Their names leaked on social media, prompting death threats against them.
What the FBI does is not just locate and find suspects, but we also participate in eliminating subjects. And what we had at the time was a subject in custody in relation to this investigation. So in my commitment to work with the public to help identify subjects and suspects, I put that information out. And then when we interviewed him, I put out the results of that. And could I have been more careful in my verbiage and included an A subject instead of subject? Sure.
Beyond law enforcement, Mr. Kirk's allies and government have vowed to turn his death into a rallying cause. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and senior advisor Stephen Miller used Mr. Kirk's own talk show to call for a crackdown on left-wing groups they have accused of fomenting violence.
The last message that Charlie sent me was, I think it was just the day before we lost him, which is that we need to have an organized strategy to go after the left-wing organizations that are promoting violence in this country. And I will write those words onto my heart and I will carry them out. The people ask me, you know, what emotions I'm feeling right now, and this is something people say, I mean, you kind of know the answer. There's incredible sadness, but there's incredible anger. And the thing about anger is that unfocused anger or blind rage is not a productive emotion.
Right.
But focused anger, righteous anger, directed for a just cause, is one of the most important agents of change in human history.
Meanwhile, speaking to reporters before boarding Air Force One, bound for the United Kingdom, President Trump said he will be attending Mr. Kirk's memorial service this weekend.
There's never been a time like this. We had a horrible tragedy, but we're going to have to do something about that. We can't let that happen. So I'll be going to the service on Sunday, coming back. And then we're going, and I guess a lot of you are coming out with us.
Assalamu alaikum, SBS News.